The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 29, Text Number 36, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 23rd, 2009, in Vrindavan, India.
So today we are blessed with this most auspicious opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 3, Chapter 29, Text Number 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Etad Bhagavato Rupam Namana Paramatmana Padang Pradanam Purusham Dhayavam Karma Vicheshtitam. Etad Bhagavato Rupam Ramana Paramatmana Parang Pradanam Purusham Dhayavam Karma Vicheshtitam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This Purusha, whom the individual soul must approach, is the eternal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Brahman and Paramatma. He is the transcendental chief personality, and his activities are all spiritual. In order to distinguish the personality whom the individual soul must approach, it is described herein that this Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the chief amongst all living entities and is the ultimate form of the impersonal Brahman effulgence and Paramatma manifestation. Since he is the origin of the Brahman effulgence and Paramatma manifestation, he is described herewith as the chief personality. It is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad, Nicho Nichanam. There are many eternal living entities, but he is the chief maintainer. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita also, where Lord Krishna says, Aham Sravasya Prabhavaha. I am the origin of everything, including the Brahman effulgence and Paramatma manifestation. His activities are transcendental, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. The activities and the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are transcendental. They are not to be considered material. Anyone who knows this fact, that the appearance, disappearance, and activities of the Lord are beyond material activities or material conception, is liberated. Yo veti tatvataha chaktva dehang punarjanma. Such a person, after quitting his body, does not come back again to this material world, but goes to the Supreme Person. It is confirmed here, Purusha, Purushang, Vrajet. The living entity goes to the Supreme Personality simply by understanding his transcendental nature and activities. Vandeham Shri Guru. Shri Jata. Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Dam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha This is really amazing. Really, really amazing. As Prabhupada is explaining, anyone who knows this fact, that the appearance, disappearance, and activities of a Lord are beyond material activities or material conception, is liberated. So how important is this information? This is the most important information. To know that every activity of Krishna is completely transcendental. So the more we are conscious of Krishna's transcendental activities, the more we are liberated. And therefore, the obvious conclusion is we should surcharge ourselves with Krishna consciousness as much as possible. The more we are Krishna conscious, the more we are liberated. And the less we are Krishna conscious, the less we are liberated. So, the Sanskrit word is laoyam. We should be very, very, very greedy to become more and more and more and more Krishna conscious. This is the ultimate love feast. Love feast, you can only take so many gulab jamuns and only so many pakoras, only so much halava. Your body can only take so much. But this love feast, Krishna Bhakti love feast, there's no limit how much you can gorge yourself with Krishna consciousness. There's no limit. Therefore, we should just cram in as much Krishna consciousness as possible into our consciousness at every minute, in every way possible. This is called intelligence. This is a businessman, by hook or by crook, he wants to make those rupees or those dollars or those euros as much as possible. He's very greedy to make a lot of money. You see. So we have to be very, very greedy for more and more Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gives a nice story. Even if one comes to Krishna, even if one wants Krishna for some material purpose, even by that eagerness, one can become liberated. That's amazing. Of course, we know the story of Dhruva Maharaj. But there's another story given by Srila Prabhupada. There was one thief somewhere in India, and he wanted to find someone to rob. So he saw a Bhagavatam class was going on. Jai Shishi Gornitai Krishna Balaram Radha Shamsundar. So he saw that one Bhagavatam class is going on. And he was thinking, well, maybe I'll find some pocket I can pick. Let me check out this assembly of Vaishnavas and see if I can steal something here. So he came into the assembly, into the Bhagavatam class. And the Bhagavatam speaker was telling about Krishna, this little boy who wanders in Vrindavan forest loaded with valuable jewels. A small child with no adults around, loaded with valuable jewels. And this thief got all excited. Really? In Vrindavan forest, there's a little boy loaded with valuable jewels, wandering about with no adults to protect him? Ah, I will go to Vrindavan and I will find that boy and I will take his jewels. I will become millionaire. He became very, very greedy to find Krishna for his own selfish purpose. So he wandered for many, many days, walking across India on the way to Vrindavan, very much eager, when I will go to Vrindavan and I will see Krishna. To get those jewels. So finally he arrived in Vrindavan. He's wandering here and there. It's such a huge area of Rajmandal. I know just to go to Kamyavan in the jeep, it takes many hours in the jeep. What is big of walking? So he was walking here and there. All over Rajmandal. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? I want those jewels. I want those jewels. So finally, one opportune moment, Krishna very mercifully revealed himself to this thief. And sure enough, the thief said, "Oh, Krishna, you're loaded with so many valuable jewels. Can you give me some?" So Krishna, he played the part of the little boy of Yashoda. He said, "No, no, no. Mother Yashoda will scold me. I cannot give you any jewels. No, 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 no. I will be chastised by Yashoda." But still the thief was insistent, "Can you give me some jewels?" And Krishna, and actually the thief became purified by that darshan. All his material desires were destroyed. And then Krishna said, "All right, you can take." So the point is, we should be very, very greedy for Krishna. Of course, we know better than to want the jewels. Prabhupada has trained us well. But that same intense desire to find Krishna, see, that desire we should have. Very, very, very greedy for Krishna. I want Krishna. I want nothing but Krishna. Actually, that is the liberated position. When we become that totally absorbed, that much totally absorbed, that much totally dedicated to Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates. Ye yata mang prapadyante tang tathaiva majam yaham. Krishna reciprocates with that. Inasmuch as you surrender to me, I reward you. Ananyaschintayanto mang ye jana paryapasate te shan nichiva yuktanang yogachemam baham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, Why does Krishna say exclusive? He is a jealous lover. He doesn't want to share your love with anyone. He wants every ounce of your love. That is Krishna. He says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. And in a lecture, Prabhupada translated it like this. He says, Krishna says, I personally deliver everything you need to your door, your front door. Krishna's the DHL man, you see, for his pure devotees. He personally comes and gives them absolutely everything they need, material and spiritual, to serve Krishna. So, who could need or want anything of this material world when that person who owns and controls everything is the personal supplier? That means the pure devotee is more wealthy than anyone. He's even more wealthy than Brahmaji. Because Krishna is personally delivering everything that devotee needs at every minute. He's never lacking in anything. So this is why we should become very, very greedy to become more and more Krishna conscious. The more we love Krishna, the more we will become disinterested in this nonsense material sense gratification. Bhakti pareshanu bhuro bhaktir. The more there is bhakti, the more we will experience Krishna within everything. Within every sight, within every sound, within every smell, within every touch, within every taste. Krishna, 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 rasoham apsukonteya. When I first came into the presence of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, the most beautiful day in Golden Gate Park in 1971, it was the most glorious day. I finally got to see my guru, Srila Prabhupada. After hearing about him from all the devotees, what a wonderful personality he was. Now I'm finally seeing Prabhupada for the very first time at the Ratha Yatra parade. And he got on Lady Subhadra's car and he's giving lecture before the parade begins. And he very nicely explained that to become Krishna conscious is not difficult. He said, every time you drink water, if you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. He said, every day you are drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that. So every time you drink water, simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. So in this way, we can connect with Krishna. I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the flower-bearing spring. I am the ability in man. In so many ways we can connect with Krishna. Always try to increase our Krishna consciousness more and more and more at every minute. This is Krishna consciousness. And then in this mood, we will not be of this world. As the Bible says, be in the world but not of the world. We will actually not be living in this material world. Prabhupada told us these temples are Vaikuntha. They're in the Vaikuntha realm. They are not in the material world. Prabhupada explains how the devotee he doesn't need to go to Vrindavan because he's always living in Vrindavan at every minute. Actually, he explains the pure devotee goes to Vrindavan to purify Vrindavan of all the sins deposited by the mundane pilgrims who come there. Actually, he doesn't need to go to Vrindavan for his own purification because he's always living in Vrindavan. So the more that we are Krishna conscious, the more the holy Dham will become fully manifested within our hearts. So therefore, we must always increase that Krishna consciousness. Everything for Krishna. Yat karoshi yadasnasi yaj jahosi dadasi yat tapashashikonteya tat kudushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me. This should be the motto of our lives. Everything for Krishna, at every minute. Tell Maya to get lost. Maya, get out of here. I'm sick and tired of you messing with me. I don't want you, Maya. Go away and stay away and never come back. I just want pure bhakti henceforward. That's all I want. I want nothing else but pure bhakti. You see? This mood we must cultivate. The more we cultivate this mood, we'll be swimming in an unlimited ocean of nectar. Why suffer? Does anybody here enjoy suffering? Does anybody want to suffer? I don't see anybody raising their hands. Yes, I love it. Give me more suffering. No, suffering is... it's no good. It's not natural to suffer. Naturally, the living entity is full of unlimited bliss in pure Krishna bhakti. This position of sense gratification is an unnatural, diseased condition. We simply have to get back to our original pure state, Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada explained, it is not an artificial imposition on the mind, it is our natural, original energy. So, our philosophy is very simple. Know who you are and be who you are. That is our philosophy, boiled down to the most simple terms. Our philosophy is know who you are and be who you are. We're not a cult. We are rescuing everyone from the cult of this material existence. They've been brainwashed into thinking that they're a body, a material body. They've been brainwashed into thinking that they are the center of the universe. People have been grossly cheated and misled by the materialistic propaganda mongers. We are on a mission to save them from their ignorance by telling them who they actually are and teaching them how to be who they actually are by taking up the process of sadhana bhakti. So there is nothing more enlivening, nothing more ecstatic than this life, Krishna bhakti. Finally, after millions and millions and billions and trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of lifetimes suffering in this hellish nightmare of material existence, now we have the opportunity to get out and come back to our original identity in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Thank God. Suffering finished. There is no movement more glorious than this Krishna consciousness movement, because it is meant to save everyone from their suffering condition. There is no more exciting, adventurous, thrilling life than to be a preacher of this Krishna consciousness movement. And who are those preachers supposed to be? That's us. Every man, woman, and child in this movement is ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be a preacher. Jadite katahi kaha Krishna upadesha maragaya guru hoyatare desh. Every one of us is under the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be guru, to be preacher. Every one of us is ordered by Lord Chaitanya. So, if we will accept this merciful order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we will preach to the best of our ability, to our last, up until our last dying breath, to try to revolutionize this crazy, chaotic mess called this human society, then we will be especially blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by His mercy, we will be ushered back into our original rasa with Krishna and with Lord Chaitanya in the spiritual world. So, let us become very, very intense in our desire, not only to save ourselves, but also to save the whole rotten mess of this material existence, to bring a true revolution of consciousness on this planet. Sometimes we may think, well, it seems hopeless, so why even bother trying? Just save myself. But actually, it's not hopeless. As I explained last night in the Bhagavad Gita class, it is predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is an eternal associate of Krishna from the spiritual world, who is a perfect knower of past, present, and future. He has stated directly, clearly stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, such jana dur jana pangu jada anagana prema vanyaya dubaila jaga tera jana. This Krishna consciousness movement, it is a prema tsunami sweeping the universe. And it will drown everyone. Whether they are satjana, pious men, durjana, rogues and rascals, gundas, gunda class, is it? Durjana, pangu, the lame, jada, the invalid, anda, the blind, everyone, jagatara jana, every man, woman, and child throughout the entire universe, the whole jagat, they will all be drowned in this prema tsunami, prema vanyaya. That is his prediction. So, do we think it is simply pie in the sky or flowers in the sky when Krishna Das Kaviraj makes this prediction? No, it is fact. It is not a question of if it will happen, it is simply a question of when it will happen. So, when should it happen? Well, the sooner the better, right? The sooner the better. So, how will it happen sooner? That is up to us. How much we are willing to be pure instruments in the hands of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our spiritual masters. How much are we willing to be instruments just as Arjuna was an instrument? Krishna wanted Arjuna to be an instrument. Arjuna didn't want to be an instrument. He wanted to go into bodily consciousness, my relatives. But you know what they say? Relatives are relative. They're not absolute. So kick out the relative platform, you see. Arjuna kicked out the relative platform by the mercy of Krishna. He kicked it out. He agreed to become the instrument in the hands of Krishna. So in the same exact way, we should kick out all relative consciousness and agree to become the instruments in the hands of Guru and Krishna. And if we can all do this, in 18 days the whole world can become Krishna conscious. 18 days, Prabhupada said. So, let's do it. Let's be completely, totally sold out to Prabhupada and his mission. And let Prabhupada act through each and every one of us, using us as Ram used the monkeys. Let us all be Prabhupada's monkeys. That he can use us to defeat this Ravana civilization. That's my suggestion. I think we should do that. There'll be no more glorious life than this. Riding the crest wave of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, surfing that crest wave of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, back to home, back to Godhead, inundating the universe with Krishna consciousness. So, I thank you very much for your kind attention. Does anyone have a question? Yes. I may need, somebody can stand, I'm deaf, so somebody can stand by my ear and repeat. I may hear yours, you're pretty close. I'll try, go ahead. For the pure devotee, that's right.
Right. So, but then on the other hand, Prabhupada said that when Krishna is pleased with the devotee, he will take everything away.
Yes.
So can you explain?
Yes. This is a very nice question this Prabhu has asked. It's also stated that Krishna takes everything away, so how we can say Krishna gives everything and takes everything away, it seems contradictory. It's a very good question, he said. Actually, Krishna has three different ways of reciprocating with his devotees. If someone is completely materialistic, Krishna fulfills their material desire, so they don't lose their faith. If somebody wants to be Krishna conscious and they're holding on to their material desires, then Krishna takes it all away. But if somebody is completely free from material desires and they simply want to use everything in Krishna's service, Krishna gives them the whole world. You see? So the key is, as long if we're doing a 50-50 thing, I want to be a devotee, but I'm still attached to sense gratification. And Krishna will rip away the material attachments for that person. But for one who has completely given up his material desires, Krishna will give him unlimited facility. So there's no contradiction. There's three different ways that Krishna reciprocates. For someone who's completely material, for someone who's 50-50, and someone who's completely spiritual. The material person and the purely material person and the purely spiritual person, he gives everything. The material person, he gives some things. The completely sold-out devotee, he gives everything. And the one who's 50-50, he takes away your material attachments so you realize I have no shelter but Krishna. That's the answer. Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Any other question? Oh, this one I probably won't be able to hear, but go ahead and try. We'll try the microphone, but I probably still can't hear with the mic. Everybody else will be able to hear, but I won't. Alex, you come here and tell me in my ear what he's saying. In my right ear. Yeah.
My question is, what are the conditions to become 100% Krishna conscious?
What are the conditions to become Krishna conscious person? 100% Krishna conscious.
How does one become 100% Krishna conscious? Actually, there's a wonderful, wonderful prayer poem in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The will of Krishna is manifested in the form of the orders I receive from my Guru. Prabhupada explains, the disciple, he should always meditate on the orders received from his spiritual master. And then Prabhupada goes even further. He says he should always worship the orders received from his spiritual master. We see this in Srila Prabhupada. He took that order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. He took that order to be his very life and soul. Everything became totally channeled, dedicated, energized, focused on that and successfully carrying out that order. Whether he was successful or not didn't matter. The point was everything was, every bit of his energy, his consciousness was completely channeled into trying to serve that order of the spiritual master to his best of his ability. So that's how one becomes a pure devotee. You take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and every instruction he gives you, you take that order as your very life and soul. You constantly meditate on that order and worship that order. We see that in Prabhupada. That's what he did. That's what he said that we should do. That's how you become a pure devotee. You take shelter of a bona fide guru, Adao Gurashvayam. Rupa Goswami says the first step is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And whatever orders he gives you, that is my life and soul. Other question?
Thank you, Shabbi Shar. One of the best classes I've ever heard. You mentioned that we're the saviors of the world and we're saving everyone from the brainwashing.
We're supposed to be. We're meant, that is the duty that Prabhupada gave us. He wants us to save the world, that's the thing.
Yeah, from the brainwashing material society. Yet at the same time, we're sending our second generation and third generation to the slaughterhouse of education to be brainwashed by the karmis. So we really need, I mean, even in, it's even happening in our biggest school here in Vrindavan, not really the Google, it's you know, English medium school, with a little bit of devotional activities added.
So what is the question?
So, well, just asking if there's any kind of a program that you know of where we can actually implement like real spiritual education for our children.
Well, that's we have it right here. It's called Bhagavatam Cliff. Everyone I know in our center in our Namahat Center in Austin, where I have my base when I'm not traveling, preaching all over the world, we encourage everyone that the children also, even little babies, they should. We don't have a separate place for the children during the class. We teach the parents how to keep the children in the class quietly, absorbing and also hearing, even as little babies. From the very beginning, they should hear. Just like Prahlad Maharaj heard within the womb, the little children, they should be taught. Prabhupada had the children in the class. You see, not that you have a nursery going on somewhere else and the children don't hear the class. The children should also be sitting in the class. And we see that if the children can be taught to hear very nicely the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita, you know, it's amazing how much they will absorb it. We see one little boy in our center, his name is Kirtan. Even the age of 3, he's quoting Sanskrit verses. Not blindly like a parrot, but giving the purport. At 3, age of 3. Because we train that from the very beginning, the children should be in the class, hearing, absorbing the transcendental sound vibration. So actually, if they will hear the Bhagavatam, if they will hear the Bhagavad Gita from advanced devotees who speak with full potency, then little children also, they will become enlightened. We are seeing this practically. They become enlightened transcendentally by hearing, simply by hearing. We are seeing practically. Any other questions?
Yeah, I completely agree with that, because when young people are much more impressionable when they get older, so it's very important that we give them the proper knowledge of their young age.
Yes, we have full education right here in Prabhupada's books. This is the highest education. We have our... I know that it's a very nice thing in our Radhadesh, Bhaktivedanta College. They have gotten connected with some university in the UK which gives them accreditation in the material world within the material educational system. Now our devotees can go to Radhadesh and they can get an accredited degree which is accepted in any university as a bona fide degree, and that's very nice. But I went to Radhadesh, I explained to them, it's very wonderful that you have this accreditation. But the real perfection of our movement is not that we become accredited by the karmis. The real success of our movement is when they have to get accredited by ISKCON. When Yale, Oxford, Harvard, Cambridge, all these big universities, what is it, India, IIT, when all these universities, to be accepted as legitimate, have to be accredited by ISKCON. That's the real success of our movement, you see. Because this is the highest education anywhere in the whole universe. Prabhupada's books, this is the ultimate education right here. There's nothing on this level. This is the highest level education. You see, we have to have faith in this principle. And we have to preach in this way. So that everyone will want to come and get educated from those who are speaking purely from Prabhupada's books. Yes. So our time has run out. And I thank you all very much for your kind attendance today. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.